I wanted to say we were very we tried very attentively to understand what the Shastra says here. Does anyone want to share anything? Wait for the mic. Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, for this detailed explanation of the offenses, especially towards the second and fourth offense, very important. For me, it was very important, especially about the fourth offense, because very often we have this experience that devotees were criticizing other passes and there were confrontations against unfortunately, these devotees became a separated group. They made some offenses and the fruits are obvious. And very often, beginning devotees do not understand because they're afraid to leave. They protect their faith. While protecting their faith, they start to make offenses. Thank you. So it's very important to see very clearly. This is a flaw in our vision that we should see who we worship, how we worship, but we also should understand other levels and have the right attitude towards everyone else without neglect, without arrogance. So the things are very important. I hear this, all these things. We should preach pure bhakti. We have to preach pure bhakti. It's very important. Preaching of everything else. If there is no pure bhakti behind this, it's useless. But for that, we need to understand so many things. And our devotion to pure bhakti should not make us narrow-visioned. There can be a whole lecture given on the subject. I'm just very deeply sure that preaching to non-devotees should be based on pure bhakti, but just being more detailed or telling them things that are practical for these people. But the basis should, of course, be pure bhakti. And only then this preaching has essence. Not that we should just invent some things and just tell them other things and eventually it will become pure bhakti. No, we should initially base everything on pure bhakti, but just explain things in detail in a way they can understand with practical applications. Yes, it's a fact. A person should himself have the right vision. He should himself be very have this clear understanding that there is highest ideal. He will not need to reject everything else. He will just see the place of everything else, and accept everything and then everyone will accept it with gratefulness. I wanted to add that when I heard the lecture of Audarya Damodara. Okay. Can you tell me the question so I can translate? Or
question is, as Maharaj says that Grihastha should have a
Grihastha Guru.
Shiksha Guru like a Grihastha. So the four offenses apply to their, you know, to the relationship of the disciple or, you know, Shiksha Guru and that student. But with Shiksha Guru, we work very closely because Shiksha Guru also doing some material work for earning and we also doing some material work for earning. So, in detail, I want to know, apart from these four principles, maybe some other practical things we should avoid to, you know, to do offenses.
Okay. I think you should stand up for this because he will not see it. But actually, you know, they're not asking questions, they're just giving reflections now. I don't know if...
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Questions and then we will...
So it was really important for me to hear about the fact that arrogance towards other passes is also an impediment on the path of bhakti, because people feel that we look at them with arrogance. They cannot hear us when we say the most amazing things. Thank you very much. Also, you touched this subject, wonderful question that about the fact that what? You talk about arrogance towards the spiritual.